Well, for many, and I'll be honest, Formula One is equal to this guy called Schumacher. Sometimes they don't even pronounce his name right. But yes, Formula One is catching up in India. It's going to be holding its inaugural Grand Prix on the Budh International Circuit very soon. We're like in a countdown of the Grand Prix. I'm RJ Rishi Kapoor. With me is Formula One enthusiast and columnist Kunal Shah. Hi, Kunal.
Hi, Rishi. Thank you very much.
Kunal, I've been watching Formula One for the last 12 years. How long has it been for you?
I don't know. Probably 12, maybe 14. I can't even remember what the first race was, but I know that the last race was Korea.
I must tell you, people back in India think that Formula One, oh, these cars just look the same, these small little cars. I don't know why they keep going round and round around the same circuit. What's so great about it? So we're going to take this lesson by lesson and we're going to tell them how good a sport this is and why it should be so important to their lives.
Sure, see, I'm all game. You know, I'll be more than happy to simplify the sport, and I've been doing it for so many years, and I'll be happy to do it along with your help as well.
All right. First question that everybody wants to know is, why do these cars look so similar? Now, aerodynamics, rules, you take the detail.
Well, Rishi, honestly, yes, the cars look very similar. You know, the wheels are outside the car, which is what surprised a lot of people. Mm. Then there are some ugly looking or weirdly looking wings at the front and the rear of the car, and people just feel surprised. And a lot of Indians till date have only seen left-hand drivers, you know, right-hand drive cars, you know. But suddenly a Formula One car is a center hand. I mean, you sit in the middle of the car. So a lot of people feel like, what the hell is this machine in front of me? That's where the similarity ends. Every car has a different configuration, which is set up by the driver and the engineers of that particular team. Every wing, while it looks the same, if you take a closer look, has different bends and has different winglets and has different modifications and has different designs to it.
Correct.
But, you know, they're all built with one purpose, and that purpose is to make it go as fast as it possibly can.
Also like to add that they're all within the limits of the rules given down by the FIA, and you cannot exceed the rules. So
I'm glad you picked on that, because, you know, a lot of people ask me, what is Formula One? I mean, why the word Formula One? So my first instant reaction is, you know what? Don't get confused. Formula One is nothing but a car race. The 24 cars that look slightly weird but go super fast. Okay. But the word Formula One is actually, it's the formula that is used to design the cars. And what is the formula? It's a set of rules that are put down by the International Motorsport Body.
Correct.
That more or less should answer people why Formula One and what is Formula One.
Well, there's one more question, very interesting one that mostly people ask me. So, Rishi, these are the fastest cars in the world. So how fast can they go? So I always end up saying, hey, they have a setting and they have an upper limit. But these days, the speed limit is 360.
Yeah, that's correct. Speed of the F1 car is relative on its setup.
Correct.
If you put a low down force setup, you know, which you probably see like in a space like Monza, I think Hamilton's and the McLaren's are probably crossing 340 kilometers per hour.
Correct.
However, that's not the top speed of the car. If you see the straight line aero test that these drivers end up doing, I think Jenson Button a few years back did a 360 kilometers per hour. Maybe it was his BAR Honda team that he tested for. But he touched a staggering 360 kilometers per hour, and let me tell you, that's super quick.
The Indians that I speak to on a daily basis end up asking me, don't these guys get a headache going round and round the same lap? And I say, no, it's just not like a circular track. It's got a lot of bends, it's got a lot of straight lines, it's got a lot of corners, and these guys are very busy, and they are the fittest sports people that I know, because every race, they could lose up to 3 to 4 kgs in terms of the fluid loss.
Yeah, like the Indian Grand Prix, for example, is got 16 corners. And let me tell you, they will be doing about 60 laps. And every lap, the drivers will be on the ball in terms of speed and focus and concentration. And it is mentally and physically exhausting to be a Formula One driver. I mean, I drove a very small Formula, and, you know, I could feel how difficult it would be had I need to make the jump into higher Formula racing. And each one of these drivers are super athletes. Like, again, going back to Jenson Button, who's, you know, suddenly become a very favorite driver for me, he in his free time does triathlons. I mean, as a hobby, he just participates in triathlons and marathons, and he's running all around the world. And people also know that Mark Webber, incidentally, prefers a lot of cycling as well. In fact, that's what happened to him 2 years back off-season. He was cycling and he fell and he had an accident.
Correct.
But yeah, these drivers are mighty fit. Just because it's, you know, driving a car doesn't mean he doesn't need to be fit, because every lap of the race, your body is really, really fighting against forces of nature to make the car go quicker and quicker and quicker.
Yes, we're going to be talking about G-forces in our next episode in detail. But one last question that every Indian is obsessed about. what is the average of this car?
Yes, you know, I love that. I mean, I love the fact, and I've been asked a lot of times, "Ke mileage kya deti hai?" Let me tell you, it's a closely guarded secret.
Correct.
And it's not something that's publicly known to people. But yes, it is known that, you know, a car typically carries about 150 liters of fuel for a race. And, you know, if the race is anywhere about, say, 60 to 70 laps, that means you're using about 2 to 2.5 liters of fuel for every 4 or 5 kilometers you drive. So,
correct,
you know, do the math. It's not pretty simple.
Yes, so if I'm going to be doing the math, they're driving about 306 to 307 kilometers in a race, and they're doing that on 150 liters. So the average is 2.
That's correct.
Thank you for the mathematics lesson, and thank you for your insight on Formula One. We're going to be talking about a lot of things, nuances, new technology about Formula One, and hope everybody's enjoying this blog. Again, I'd like to bring your attention to the small little link below the blog where you can just click on and send us your details, send us your understanding about Formula One. A couple of questions that I and Kunal can clarify would be of great help. So keep enjoying the blog. Thank you so much, Kunal.
Thanks, Rishi. Speak to you soon.
Everything and more about Formula One with me and Kunal.